Bill Cotterell, longtime columnist, political writer, will be with me. I've got Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda after her 8 years of service to the state of Florida. Let's see, Miriam Dady is with us in the Business Spotlight with part two of a conversation, and Andrew Rybeck with a special edition of What You'll Be Doing This Week. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Gift ideas are here at Truck and Car Concepts Christmas sale event. Backup cameras as low as $3.99. High-tech DVD players starting at $5.99. Plus, a layaway program and gift certificates.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, with their cars, we're number one by far.
Superior sound systems as low as $2.99, plus special pricing for custom packages at Truck and Car Concepts across from Kraft Nissan on Mayan Drive. See store for details.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
Okay, here we are, folks, with another exciting edition of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. In this lovely spirit of Christmas, I hope that you are enjoying the Christmas season as much as we have here. Lots of great things going on around town, even now. And, of course, on this weekend, we are just now a week away, aren't we? So you got plenty of time if you haven't done any Christmas shopping yet. It's all before you. Plenty of choices. Some of the best deals you'll find will be on Christmas Eve. Then again, you know, you're probably not like I am. You'll have done all of that by this time next week. But nonetheless, Merry Christmas to you. We'll have our annual Christmas show for you next Saturday. As you recall, we will be fond of sharing Christmas stories and Christmas songs, and generally I'll have a visit from my Uncle Turvold. So all of that's coming up next Saturday. And as we prepare for this week of Christmas, I want you to keep in mind lots of good things going on around town, festivals and concerts and church happenings. You just need to go to check out online some of these things. Great spot to do that, of course, is the tallyconnection.com. As a matter of fact, let me pull that up for you here real quick. If you haven't done this, it's easy. So let's see, Tally Connection? Yeah, tallyconnection.com. And then you go to events. This is all brought to you by FSU Credit Union, by the way. They do this as a courtesy for the rest of us folks who are, you know, needing this kind of help. And then you go to Community Calendar. This is the one I like anyway, Community Calendar, because you have it all kind of laid out for you on the page, right? Okay. Then, bear with me now, you can look at the calendar in terms of a specific date, right? So if you want to say, well, what's going on this particular weekend? So then you do the little drop-down thing. Here I'm doing that. We're going to look at Saturday, the 17th of December, right? Now, here's a great thing. Intro to Blacksmithing. Come on. That's happening at the Tallahassee Museum today. I mean, think about this. Kids, Dad's got a great idea. We're going to all learn how to do ironwork, blacksmithing. I love that idea. Here's a holiday cookie class. That's happening at Kitchenable Cooking School. That is also happening today. And then there's the Polar Bear Express. Oh, my goodness. I mean, That's just good stuff. If you've not done this, this is the Veterans Memorial, the All Aboard Polar Bear Express in Bristol, Florida. They have a coal-fired steam engine on these little mini trains, right? Take you around their lighted park there at night. It's a lovely thing to do. Did that with the family last year. Might do that again this year. We'll see. Always trying to find something different, you know, new and exciting and fun. Anyway, so that's going on. This is all available to you there at tallyconnection.com. So check that out. Of course, Theater Tallahassee performing White Christmas. That happens tomorrow at Theater Tallahassee. Yes, the one, Irving Berlin's White Christmas in performance at Theater Tallahassee. So you see, ice skating is going on at the center of Tallahassee. Looks like that's $12 for that. What else have we got here? You can do, and then there's the Let It Snow performance or showing at Challenger Learning Center. All right, so I think I've done my part in trying to keep you in the spirit of local happenings. We should also bring to your attention this from Michelle Gomez, who we've had recently join us. Remember that Michelle is part of the whole Frenchtown Marketplace endeavor. Formidable individual, in my estimation. Very well spoken and very thoughtful about what she's doing. Her father was a contractor, general contractor, grew up in and around construction work. And she has that kind of builder mentality, I would say. That's a fair description. A builder, doer, creator kind of person who knows how to take on a tough job. Well, she certainly has done that in creating this whole Frenchtown Marketplace enterprise. And now, with what she's called Heritage Hub, she is creating a Frenchtown Storytellers Club. And this has already begun, started back on the 6th of December. And she writes here, a new language and performance program called the Frenchtown Storytellers Club for K-5 students being held weekly, Tuesdays, 3:30 to 5. Participants will learn food-centered folk tales from various cultures, as well as how to craft and perform their own story. Well, that's a very good idea. This gets at the business of how we influence the future. Well, you don't start with somebody my age. Lord knows. Talk about an old dog trying to learn new tricks. No, you start at a fundamental foundational age, and here you have young folks, 7, 8, 9, K-5, right? So then by the end of January, they're going to record a 3 to 5 minute video, and these entries will then be presented in a competition that is statewide at the State Storytelling Festival in Mount Dora. Prize includes lodging, food, workshops, and a performance on the festival stage in Mount Dora. How cool is that? So she says here, we're using this competition to build excitement for the program, but would like to see it continue and grow to include community elders and teens, beginning with our partners in the Palmer Monroe Documentary Club. We're focusing outreach in Frenchtown and Southside neighborhoods. So please share this information, and that's exactly why I'm doing this. And it speaks to this whole business of how stories and storytelling help to shape, inform, and create for us a sense of identity. Big time, big issue, who we are as a community, who we are as people. So when we want to tell one another, or others, about what is Tallahassee, well, we do so in a manner that is able to capture not just the facts and figures, but the kind of spirit of, the mentality behind why we do what we do. And after all, that's really what we're most interested in around here, why it is that these folks do what they do. And it's our pleasure to bring them to you. We've got Bill Cotterell coming up here. And in the second hour, Michelle Ray Winkle-Vasalinda will join us talking about presidential politics, local political races and outcomes, and this business of resiliency. How, as communities, we create for ourselves this narrative, this new way of dealing with who we are and why we're here. Stay with me, folks. I got Miriam Dady coming up here in the Business Spotlight with part two, her interview with Brett Wellman. We'll be right back.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for today's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Tallahassee Community College Workforce Development.
Hello there, it's Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Brett Wellman is going to favor us with some music right now. Brett, I want you to take it away.
Well, I got the key to the highway, midnight bound to go. I'm gonna leave it running, walking is moves too slow. So give me one more kiss, darling, baby, just before I go. You know you haven't done nothing for me now, honey, but lead a good man from home. And when the moon shines on the mountain, well, little girl, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this old highway into the break of day. See, now I got the key to the highway, mill I'm bound to go. I'm gonna leave it running, walking is moves too slow.
About someone that's talented. I have a brother who can pick up an instrument and within a few minutes he's playing it. Mm-hmm. I cannot do that. I'm good at other things.
Right.
So you have this talent and you have the ability to help people out in whatever their celebration or their tribute is.
Right.
What is it you do? What do you do around Tallahassee that people can hire you for?
Well, there's two aspects to it. First off, I believe that if you have a skill, that you should use it to the benefit of yourself, to the benefit of society and your community. So charity gigs are very important to me. So I have a band, and I make sure that we do at least 4 charity gigs a year. That's the requirement to be in my band. There's 4 times a year that you have to play for free, and we're all professional musicians. Because I think that we should give back to the community as well as getting paid for our services.
Sure.
So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is being able to do things for special events. So, you know, we as a band, me as an individual, I'm hireable to play at, I've done house parties. I have literally sat behind a potted plant. I'm there to be heard and not seen, right? Hey, you know what? That's fine if that's what you want, you know. I've done a ton of weddings. Weddings, you know, you do weddings all the time because I play violin. And violin is such a romantic instrument.
Yeah.
And people love that solo violin as you're walking down the aisle.
I bet you've seen a runaway bride.
I've seen some pretty crazy stuff. You just never know what you're going to end up doing. I've had the most random things occur. I got hired to do back in 2007. I was in the right place at the right time, and I got hired to do this project from a grad student at FSU. And he needed somebody to take Zora Neale Hurston, the author from Florida.
Love her.
Okay. Well, she had recorded all these things.
Your eyes were watching God.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Read a really good book.
Oh, fantastic author. And she had recorded, she gone around to all the turpentine factories throughout Florida and recorded their songs a cappella. And so they were doing a documentary, a radio documentary about Zora Neale Hurston. Well, I had to transcribe it to guitar.
Wow.
Well, son of a gun, if Public Radio International did not pick up that recording and they made a CD out of it, they turned it into a teaching program for middle schoolers, and 25 million copies of the CD that I made of Zora Neale Hurston's music got distributed internationally.
Brett, can I get your autograph?
I have been really blessed to be in the right place at the right time on numerous occasions, and that was by far the top one.
Well,
just amazing.
A lot of times the right person makes it the right place in the right
time.
There
is something to be said for that, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, now, you said a graduate student, so that makes me think money right now. Graduate students don't have any. How realistic is it for the listening audience we have right here in Tallahassee to hire you? I mean, I know a lot of people just get their beatbox or their
their iPod now.
Their iPod. Yeah, their
That's
phone
right.
going.
That's right.
With the Bluetooth.
Right.
Is it realistic to get either 1 or 3 or 5 pieces of music playing by the pool or playing?
It absolutely is. It really is. Now, I mean, everybody's got a different price. It's
sure.
It's an art. It is negotiable.
Yeah.
Part of it depends on the season, how busy you are. Part of it depends on what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Is it going to be during the daytime and you're sitting in the sunshine, or is it going to be in the evening where you're inside the air conditioning and everything is a controlled environment? Depends on if you have to bring out a light show to go along with your playing, or if
gotcha.
You just want the music. Because you were talking about how it's entertainment. It's
right.
a whole package. But it's absolutely affordable. And I have been hired by college students to play at graduations. And I have been hired by some extraordinarily well-to-do families here in Tallahassee to play at various private parties.
Sure.
You know, it's a different rate for everything. You know, there's nothing that beats live music. It's just, it's very classy,
yeah.
and it's such a different element.
Let me do this. We've gone over our time.
Uh-oh.
But I want to tell how people can reach you, and I might tempt you into giving us a sample of what you do.
I can do that.
Just so that people get the idea. It's brettwellman.com.
Uh-huh.
B-R-E-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-L-L-M-A-N
.com. That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett, for being here.
Miriam, it was awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always fun to be in a studio.
Well, good.
Love
We're
going
to make you get out some instruments and start playing. Thanks so much. For Miriam Dady, this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Come back and hear me sometime.
In 1939, a young copywriter named Robert L. May of the Montgomery Ward Company wrote a Christmas poem to be shared with their store customers. The popularity of this little poem grew famously until it became one of America's most treasured. So much so that 10 years later, it was the basis of a song written by Johnny Marks and recorded by Gene Autry. As a child, May was often taunted and ostracized for being shy and small in stature, so it was easy for him to capture those emotions as he told us the story of one strange-looking reindeer with a shiny red nose. And now you know another Christmas story.
From Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive, call 402-0557 and Rambana and Ricci Immigration Attorneys 224-4529 and Universal Collision with two locations, 894-3600.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee is known for its position as, of course, state capital, third largest state in the country. I think that's right. And it's fortunate for us that we have people like Bill Cotterell, who, for some weird reason, have spent their lifetime, his lifetime he has spent, it seems, most of his life, writing about such political happenings as they occur in this fair city. But let's welcome our good friend Bill Cotterell. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, at the same time, you've had quite a year yourself, and you had some health issues that you've overcome.
Minor.
And I mean, you know, you're just as ornery as ever, so that's a good thing, right?
Well, I can't complain. At 73, I think it was Satchel Paige that said, you know, if I'd known I was going to last this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. But he also said, don't look back, something might be gaining on you. So I'm doing a lot better than I deserve.
Well, you look great. We're glad that you're able to be here today with us in this capacity because, after all, it's certainly a fair statement that for your professional life, this business of reporting on politics, we'll say, or political happenings, and those players that continue to entertain us with all kinds of things, that's been your business, right?
Well, that's why I don't retire. It's still interesting, fun, different every day. It's why I officially retired in 2012, but I keep
that
writing.
I know of, yeah, four or
I
five
keep
times.
Writing. Yeah. I keep writing the column because it's still a good story.
I get this picture of you being in your kitchen, you know, and then hearing something reported. You're like, damn it, I have to go and write about this.
It's still fun and interesting.
Well, in fact, it has been a year of not only personal challenges for all of us, but a national election, a presidential election, that seems, to my way of thinking, unrivaled. What's your observation?
Absolutely. Unrivaled would be a very fair, if even an understatement. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody who expected Donald Trump to win. Mm-hmm. I think everybody expected, whether they liked it or not, mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton would be assembling her cabinet at this time. Mm-hmm. And because of that, whether they like it or not, I think people are still, I'm here a month later, a little more than a month later, mm-hmm. people are still very, very surprised.
The postmortem continues, yeah. And so much so that people are calling for, you know, recounts, and they're looking to change electorates, votes and such. Is that legal in Florida, or how does that work?
Technically, I believe it's, I think it is illegal for an elector not to vote as directed by the people. Mm-hmm. However, there's no enforcement mechanism. What are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Have the sheriff meet him at the door,
right,
and lock him up.
Impractical. Right. So,
and also, it's not going to happen. The Republican Party selected 29 electors who will do their duty.
Yeah. So in the capacity that we want to talk about the social impact, it may not have any political impact in terms of outcome, But definitely people not only were expecting Secretary Clinton to win, they were expecting that agenda that had been part of the whole Obama legacy to continue. And now they're standing there realizing, man, they are out of sync.
Very much so. The in the transition so far, it's been very interesting to see that President-elect Trump has chosen some people that are diametrically opposed to the mission of the agency they will head. The director of EPA, the attorney general designate, has been critical of the Voting Rights Act enforcement. There have been a few others that, you know, usually if you're going to hire a football coach, you get somebody who likes football.
Yeah.
Trump seems to be getting some political apostates who do not believe in the mission of the agency that they are going to lead.
From your viewpoint, has there been a time in our history when we'll say the population, the voters, have been this disenfranchised with these bureaus, these agencies, and their missions, as stated, that they had gone so far to this direction? They've basically said, and whether you want to call it a mandate or not, in terms of the raw numbers, you certainly recognize this is quite different. This is not what we've been experiencing over the last several decades in terms of how, we'll call it, the federal government works, maybe even at a state and even local level. I don't know.
That's true. I don't recall. I think Franklin Roosevelt's cabinet was much smaller. I believe there were about 8 cabinet agencies at the time. Mm-hmm. And he had a fruit basket turnover. But there was a national depression. He was replacing Herbert Hoover and a 20 years of Republican rule, 18 years or so.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had this much, this larger cabinet, this many interests involved, and this radical a departure from the past, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, the voters, obviously, the popular vote did not go for Trump. But the vote that counts, the electoral vote, those states, the Midwest industrial states,
they want something different.
Yeah, they went very strongly for Donald Trump, and the country obviously wants to depart from the Obama mold.
I could have agreed prior to the election. I could have agreed with a lot of those decisions in forecast, thinking, okay, he could win Florida. Yeah, Pennsylvania. Never thought he would take
Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And that's the agenda for the Democrats as they're looking for a new national chair.
How do we recapture?
They've got to get back to those disaffected, largely white middle class voters that abandoned them. The people who voted twice for Barack Obama and then voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
You can't blame that on just being deplorable.
Yeah.
There's no quick, easy solution for that.
Other than to say, and this is a discussion that Michelle Raywinkle, Vaseline, and I have been having over the last number of months, this business of a crisis and how we adjust to and how we compensate for how systems work, whether at a local, national level, in this business of resiliency. How is it that organizations adjust themselves in order to deal with crises? When you find the kinds of things that these folks you're talking about in middle America have been facing over the last 10 years, it hadn't gotten better for them. So they're experiencing that in a way that they consider crisis. They lost the home. They lost the job. Maybe the marriage has fallen apart. You know, life isn't good. So they're going to be predisposed, don't you think?
Well, domestically, the first test, perhaps, crisis is going to be Obamacare. Mm. They've got control of Congress now. They're going to have one appointment, probably won't matter philosophically, to the Supreme Court. Replacing Justice Scalia with another conservative is not going to change the balance of the court. But Trump has said that he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. That's going to be an early test, as it was for Obama. He was elected in 2008 in his first midterm election.
Right.
In 2010, he lost control of Congress. Mm. The Democrats did. Well, the Republicans could do the same thing if they take health insurance coverage away from affordable health insurance coverage, away from 20 million people, and don't replace it with something better.
Yeah.
Or that is perceived by those voters
right.
as better.
Right.
They could do to Trump what the Tea Party did to Obama in his first midterm. Nancy Pelosi could become speaker again.
He's got about a year to make this work. I guess
year to 18 months.
Yeah, yeah.
In 18 months, another campaign.
Right. Starts in. Folks, talking with longtime political writer, columnist Bill Cotterell, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Talking with our good friend here, Bill Cotterell, about national politics. No want for drama, even down here at a county level. So we had, I mean, it's like, what? We're worried about water. It seems like everybody's worried about the water. What happened to Leon County? I mean, everybody seems to have just gone a little off the edge. And we have this investigation of residency for Commissioner Scott Maddox.
Well, that's it. I think it might be hard. I know as a layperson, I find it hard to understand. I mean, I know where I live. Most of us only have one home. There are perhaps tax advantages to incorporating a business in another state or another country, even.
Yeah, right.
But most of us pretty much figure that we live where we hang our hats. Politically, at the county level, the city level, and the state level, lawyers can disagree, and we've had this dispute. Of course, what really happened here, Mr. Jackson, Irwin Jackson, frequent critic of City Hall actions, he and Scott Maddox clearly just don't like each other.
Yeah.
Irwin Jackson ran once for the city commission and was unsuccessful. He appears at a lot of meetings and speaks during citizen time, mm-hmm. which, of course, is certainly his privilege like any other citizen. He brought this action challenging Commissioner Maddox's residency. Circuit Court held that Maddox is a resident of the city, duly qualified, even though he owns a house outside.
Right. But now the city has said, well, okay, we're past that question particularly, but we want to get this thing
good,
better decided or better understood, right? So we don't have this going on again.
The legislature had the hook in all of this, at least at the state level, was the Constitution provides that the legislature will be the sole authority on its members' qualifications, elections, returns. So,
and they don't like the idea that the state can tell locals what to do on that.
Well, there was a dispute. Right? A former state senator had an address down in Broward County where she registered to vote and, you know, was elected in her district.
Right.
But she had a nice ranch farming operation up in Palm Beach County outside her district. And anybody with any sense would live there, not down in some little one-bedroom condo that was in her district. So there was a dispute over that. The state Senate came up with a definition that really very common sense, like where you register to vote, where you get your mail, where you pay your utility bills, where your children go to school, things like this, where you register your car, that all of us would take as common sense definitions of where you live. And you can own 20 other houses, but if you don't claim homestead exemption on them, you don't live there.
Right.
Well, the city would like to assert, and it's still asking the Supreme Court to rule that the city of Tallahassee has authority to rule on the election and qualification of its members. And as you say, you know, it shouldn't be too hard to define residency.
And as it turned out, Mr. Maddox
prevailed.
Was prevailed in as much as he was able to affirm, or it was affirmed for him, that in fact he lives in the city down there, I guess on Adams Street somewhere.
Yeah, the Maddox case was an anomaly. I don't think those circumstances are going to present themselves very often. And when they do, they can be dealt with as the court judge Karen Gavers did. But the voters do get a little, I think, judging from comments on online, the Tallahassee Democrat online and the TV stations' websites, you look at the comments, so the voters do have a tendency to say, you know, this is
ridiculous.
Yes. A distinction without a difference.
Yeah.
70% of the voters, presumably knowing where Scott Maddox lived or not caring, 70% of the voters wanted this guy on the city commission. So we'll get over it.
Right. But when it comes to my lights not working and losing the ability to run my business, it gets a little bit more serious. How do you think that is playing out? Because now the county has come back with their final report.
Yeah, they had a workshop on that the past week. The county did a very exhaustive, very thorough examination. I think 110 findings. Each finding had one or more, sometimes four or five recommendations. Not all the findings were negative.
Right.
Some of them were complimentary, but were just neutral. But they have, I think, a couple of things that were pointed up is, Tallahassee, as much as we love our trees, we're going to have to get serious about either fix the responsibility in the city and the county for trimming these trees back away from the power lines so that a Category 1 60-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, by the time Hermaine got here, it wasn't even, it was tropical storm strength.
Right. And it shut us down big time. Yeah.
But it still knocked down a lot of power lines. And of course, there are always a lot of people who want to bury the power lines, which they do for new development. But I don't think wherever it would cost
lot
of money.
Yeah,
and there'd have to be a right of way. They'd have to acquire land, and be a huge labor intensive. Perhaps when lines are knocked down or power is lost, when they restore
at that moment,
it might be.
Right.
But of course, it would also take probably, I don't know, not being in construction, but it would take a very long time to bury these lines, and nobody wants to be without power while they take an overhead line and put it underground.
Sounds like a great idea, but
not as easy. And sometimes the gain, I mean, do we want to go to all this expense and all this inconvenience for something that probably is going to happen once in 20 years? It might be easier just to put up with the inconvenience.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of people complaining, and we at the newspaper got a lot of calls and messages saying, I thought we'd be back online by now. And communication, the bad kind of communication, could be social media, Facebook and Twitter, people spreading rumors that, well, did you know that every city commissioner and the city manager and the high-level employees, did you know they're all back online? No, they weren't. And or did you know that, and of course, there was people saying, well, the north side of town, the rich folks got it first, and they're letting the poor people languish in the heat. There were things like that that were not simply not true, but people, due to lack of communication and...
Or trusting the wrong source of communication.
Sure. The person making these decisions, say, look, I can go to this area and restore 10,000 people in 2 hours,
yeah.
Or I can take the same manpower, go to this other area, and spend 9 hours restoring 500 people.
Yeah.
Well, the 500 people,
yeah.
The 500 people are going to get sick of being rated,
pushed back,
taking second place.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to put your resources where they restore the most people in the quickest time.
Sure. But folks, this is why we bring Bill in whenever he has a moment in his retirement to come and talk with us. And we promise to have you back soon. Maybe after the first of the year, we can we'll take a look at 2017. And
I'm never in very good voice, but at the moment I got a little bit of a sore throat.
Well, I
hope I'm understandable.
You're fine. You're fine. And this is radio anyway, so. They say I have the right face for radio and you've got the right voice. That's what I like about
sir.
It. All right, folks, that's what we have. Bill Cotterell here, and we'll continue with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny right after the top of the hour. You stay with me. We've got more.
Truck and car concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and car concepts. People with their cars went number one by far.
Gift ideas are here at Truck and Car Concepts Christmas Sale Event. Backup cameras as low as $3.99. High-tech DVD players starting at $5.99. Plus, a layaway program and gift certificates.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tripping out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Superior sound systems as low as $2.99, plus special pricing for custom packages at Truck and Car Concepts across from Kraft Nissan on Mayan Drive. See store for details.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We've got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny in this lovely Christmas season of the year. Hope yours is lovely. We've certainly had our share of ups and downs in this year, 2016. It's been described in so many different ways. A roller coaster. Some have considered it a nightmare. Some of it, some folks refer to it as a vindication. And depending on your point of view, I'm sure, when regarding political outcomes or the outcomes of elections, locally we've had no less drama, I think, in terms of some of the things that have happened. And we had Bill Cotterell with us here just shortly, just a moment ago, I should say, who helped review with us not only what happened, but his perspective on why. If you miss any portion of the broadcast, you know this, you can go to TallahasseeTalks.com and check out online the show that you're looking for. Just do a little search there. So with that, for example, you could simply search the word Cotterell and you'd be able to pull up today's broadcast. And you can subscribe to the podcast there and you can view various things that we post from time to time. And one of those will be a video that our good friend Andrew Rybeck has created for us. And we're going to hear all about that here in just a moment. Andrew is standing by with this report on Leon County Parks and Recreation, particularly trails for walking and biking and such. So he took it upon himself to do some exploring, found this Cadillac Trail over there at Tom Brown Park that actually then follows the shoreline of Lake Lafayette, encompasses the entire lake. It's a great trip if you're into biking or walking of any length, and that's a good thing, right? Good for us. And made some great discoveries along the way and took it upon himself to create this video so we actually can go along with him on this ride. You got to think about that. You could actually put this video up on your screen and put your, like your treadmill, I guess your bike in front of the screen. That's a good idea. No? Okay. Well, anyway, Andrew will be with us here in our segment six portion of the show and talk to us about what motivated him to do so and what he's learned. And we have, for your sake, embedded that video. It's part of our website. So you go to TallahasseeTalks.com and go to This Week. And you can see the video there on the website. And it's available on YouTube as well. Further illustration of the benefits of our own natural environment, the wonderful resources we have, not only in terms of our local geography, rivers and lakes and such, but then those things that have come by way of Leon County Parks and Recreation and the City Parks Department. A lot of work, state parks that have been contributive to our welfare. And so we have lots to be thankful for as we consider Christmas this year. The weather has been rather pleasant for the most part. It's a good time to get outdoors and enjoy some of that we have been granted. Not the least of which, you can get over there to Cascades Park and check that out. I walked there the other day. It's beautiful, just absolutely wonderful environment. Good way to spend an afternoon with your family, too, by the way. Speaking of families, Tallahassee Family Magazine is coming out with their latest edition. That'll be out this week in all of the local Publix grocery stores. Look for it on their news racks there near the front of each of those Publix stores in Tallahassee. Grand little publication that it is, telling the story of the families that really make this town do the things that this town is known for. A lot of cool things. And I believe in this coming issue, we've got a feature story about the new 76ers, which you've heard on this show, as well as you have lots of places. Lovely little trio, husband and wife and her brother. The three of them have a marvelous sound. You can listen to them on our radio station, moosemagnificat.com. And we're going to learn all about them in this article that was authored by Carl Cerny, our executive producer. See how it all kind of fits together. Now we're sort of multitasked and multi-talented around here. So we get involved in all kinds of such things. But notice, if you will, our concern for telling stories, and we like that. And that's why I brought to you your attention earlier, Michelle Gomez, with this storyteller workshop. I think that's fantastic. I think when we are telling the stories that are worth telling, we bring to our attention those things that are most unique and at the same time are the most unifying. You know, because we find in common with one another a lot of concerns, a lot of interests and values and stuff that's worth living for, you know? Why not? You know, what are we working so hard for if we don't know that we enjoy the fruit of our labor by taking a few moments, even if it's at a time when maybe circumstances can be forbidding? Take a moment and say thank you. Be grateful for what you do have. It's not a bad thing to do. And here at Christmas time, in Christmas week, it's a great time to reach out across and say, hey, I was thinking of you here at Christmas. And, of course, the Christmas story itself is a story of intervention and redemption and hope and promise. You know, God coming to us in the form of human flesh and saying, I love you unconditionally. I mean, that's the message of Christmas. And, I mean, of course, we've made it into all kinds of other things, and we've commercialized it to the hilt. But right down to the bottom line, if you want to say the most fundamental truth of all, is that God incarnate is saying back to us, I love you unconditionally. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you want to call yourself. How you've hurt other people or yourself, whatever you've done, I'm taking all of that on myself. and I'm giving myself to you in this fashion and in this way that calls everything even. It levels the playing field. It evens the score for one very simple reason. I love you. Maybe it comes back to seeing a common good, something that we are working toward, something that we believe is going to do the most good for the most number of people in a given period of time. And in that regard, I want to point to you or point you in the direction of one last thought, and that is the work of the folks at Christmas Connection. So as you know, every year, this time of year, we get involved with Christmas Connection, and we call it Help Us Help Christmas Connection. You can find us online, helpchristmasconnection.com. Simply put, if you will visit their headquarters out there at the center of Tallahassee, take an unwrapped toy, an item of clothing, maybe a non-perishable canned food item, share that with the good folks at Christmas Connection. They'll appreciate it. They're going to be open, I think, until Monday the 19th. So this is your week. This is your opportunity to be a part of helping Christmas Connection do what they do best in bringing the joy of Christmas a little closer to a family in need. Folks, stay with me. We've got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
In our segment six feature today, we have the very talented Andrew Rybeck. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Let me tell you, folks, Andrew Rybeck has been with us now for a number of months. He is graduating from Florida State University in marketing and communications. Tell me exactly what it is you're doing.
Advertising.
Ah, yeah. So you're an advertising major, School of Communications, college of, I should say.
Right.
Florida State University grad, and congratulations, because that's like you're now graduated.
Yeah. No more school.
No, just comes paying the loans, getting a job, and, you know, living life.
The fun stuff.
And but in the process, many of you know Andrew because he has done such a good job with us in contributing to our awareness of things you'll be doing this week. Neat little feature that he developed for us. We also found that you are an avid outdoorsman and made some discoveries around town. You know, part of our mission here is to highlight the recreational opportunities, especially when it comes to parks, family kind of stuff, getting down there among the real people who like things like biking and hiking and walking and, you know, things like that.
Right.
So what did you discover about Leon County Parks here in your brief time with us?
Well, I was out at Tom Brown Park one day playing disc golf. That's what I like to do.
Another cool thing to do.
Yeah, that's a fun time.
Low impact.
Right. I'm not about the contact sports.
No,
that's too much. But anyway, I was out there and I saw a bunch of people with bikes. And I was like, oh, I like the bike. What's this? And I went over to where they were and I was like, and I found out there's a trail, a mountain biking trail called the Cadillac Trail. And I became interested. You know, I've always liked biking, but I've always been like limited to the sidewalks and such. So I took my bike out there one day and I hit the trail and I discovered there is a lot more to Tallahassee than I knew existed.
So for those of us who are still a bit novice here, help us out. If I have a bike, we'll assume that much, and I want to find some low impact sort of ways that I can use this wonderful bike of mine. Cadillac Trail at Tom Brown Park is one of those. And I understand that not only have you done this, you actually created for us a video chronologue of your journey.
Right.
So where is this video? How do we get to see this?
You can find it on my YouTube channel. I believe you would just search my name, Andrew Rybeck. I'll also be posting it on Alcom and Tallahassee Talks Facebook pages. So if you're
okay, if you follow us there. Well, I tell you what, we'll do this. We'll embed the video on our Tallahassee Talks website. Mm-hmm. So folks, there's lots of ways you'll be able to find it. If you go to TallahasseeTalks.com, if you go to our Facebook page, Tallahassee Talks, if you go to Andrew Rybeck, is that what they should Google search or YouTube search, I guess?
I think so. That's, yeah, that's my channel. First video, so I believe that's how you'd find me.
Into a whole new field here.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we actually have an outtake from your biking experience.
Oh, fun.
Let's listen to some of the comments from Andrew Rybeck on his Cadillac Trail journey.
The first trail is the West Trail, and that's the one we're going to tackle today. That's 1.35 miles long, and the other trail is called the East Trail, and that is actually 2.44 miles long. For those of you who aren't familiar, I have a talk segment within the talk show Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. The segment that I have within that show is called What You'll Be Doing This Week. And the main point with this is I just want to bring awareness to the things that you can do in Tallahassee. For example, I had no idea that this trail was out here, and I'm sure, you know, some of you guys might not either. So I want to just show you all that your city really has to offer.
It's definitely worth coming out here. Again, if you're not familiar with Tallahassee, a lot of hidden nature out here, a lot of parks.
That's what you'll be doing this week for Tallahassee Talks. I'm Andrew Rybeck.
So that's pretty cool. You got your GoPro and did the whole mounting thing of the GoPro on your bike, I guess, or your helmet.
Yeah.
And then you had the big stick thing, so you're doing that.
Right.
What was your personal experience like in just doing this? I mean, what did you come away with, I guess?
Okay, yeah. So I actually, the first time I ever, I guess, biked the trail, I was just blown away by, you know, all the hidden nature that was out there.
It's amazing.
It really is. There was a lake out there I didn't even know existed.
Lake Lafayette?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn, too, about it, the difficulty for those of us who may be a bit challenged?
Right. So it's a multi-purpose shared use trail. And I talk about this somewhat in the video, but that means that there's a part of the trail that is designated just for mountain bikes, mm-hmm. with varying difficulties being beginner, moderate, and expert. And then there's also just like a normal walk trail that you could walk or bring your child with that isn't even a part of the biking trail. So you don't have to bike it. You can. You can walk it if you please. It's a lot of people out there running. But yeah, it's not just mountain biking.
I noticed too that there is a couple of rest stops along the way, so you've got that just in case.
Oh yeah,
you need to kind of take a break. A
couple water fountains actually too.
Nice
if you need them.
Courtesy of the good people with Leon County Government, this is a project for those who may be unfamiliar with the history here that worked on it for a number of years. Brian Deloge, particularly Commissioner Deloge, was one of the champions. In fact, we've got Commissioner Deloge scheduled to be with us here in January, and we'll talk with him then about some of these projects. He's a great outdoorsman, and so one of the reasons why we have this whole trail system is because Commissioner Deloge has worked pretty hard along with others to make that happen, certainly within Leon County Parks and Recreation. You've been a student here at Florida State now, going on, what, four and a half years.
Had to get that extra football
season. You, and for that part, now you're heading off into this world of advertising and marketing. What are your ambitions? What do you expect to be doing? More YouTube videos, no doubt.
If I can find a way to get paid to make YouTube videos, that would be...
Actually, I think that does happen more often than not.
I would, you know, if that's the case. But idealistically, I'd like to find myself being able to do creative work, maybe within an ad agency, maybe some account management on the side. But, yeah, I mean, if I can wake up every day and just be creative and make TV commercials for people. Then
not a bad way to make a living.
Not at all.
I will say, from my own experience. Well, and it's been our pleasure to have you with us. So congratulations again to you. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thanks for this contribution. A great insight, folks, into some of the fun stuff that you can do if you're out there looking around. Hmm. You might see Andrew out there on the trails.
Yeah.
Who knows? Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me this whole semester.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Folks, that's what we have for you right now. You stay with us. We got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
In 1853, English hymn writer John Mason Neal wrote the lyrics for A Christmas Carol, telling the story of a good king who went out on the Feast of Stephen the day after Christmas to bring food and firewood to a poor peasant. According to legend, the king's page complained of the bitter cold and deep snow and was about to turn back when this saintly king instructed him to simply follow in his footsteps. Miraculously, the page found that with each step, his feet were warmed along the journey. Thomas Helmore sent the inspiring lyrics to a 13th century tune and gave us the beloved carol, Good King Wenceslas. And now you know another Christmas story.
From Southern Smiles Family Dentistry in Quincy, 875-3908. Rambana and Ricci, immigration attorneys, call 224-4529. And Tallahassee Family Magazine, real stories, real family, real Tallahassee.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
In the conversations we have had with Michelle Ray Winkle-Basalinda in recent months, we've had opportunity to discuss, of course, the business of the state of Florida in relation to her position as House Representative for House District Number 9. You have finished out your term of office,
yes,
having served 8 years with the state legislature.
And just about every minute of
it. And are you are you already over all of the departure woes? I mean, was it tearful? I mean, were you jumping up and down, running out?
Office? There have been moments where I've been jumping up and down. But you know what? I loved the opportunity, and I loved the privilege and honor of serving. And it is a special service. Mm. I mean, it really is. And
Would you advise young folks to consider office?
I would. It is challenging. Yeah. It's tough, but it is also very rewarding.
Maybe you could set up some kind of a hotline for those who are considering running for office, right?
Hey.
Call Michelle at
1-800-850-445-5110.
Exactly.
You may call. I think that it's great because I would love to encourage people to take advantage of the opportunities we have in this country. Mm. To run for office and have our voices heard.
Some have said that woefully we are short of or in need of those who are of greater ability and maybe higher character and all these sorts of things. Is there a shortage of good people, you think, running for office? Or is
I don't know.
Hard
I just
say?
Served with a bunch of good people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, the 159 that I serve with, and I'm counting the senators too.
Sure.
They're all wonderful people. I can't tell you. There's something about that process that puts you in the crucible and makes you into something different. And I think able, and I think there's a compassion and empathy that all of them have that you'd be so surprised. But I do think there needs to be more coming up from the ranks to sort of continue to feed that, just like we feed football with, you know, Pop Warner or whatever it is, or as we feed baseball with whatever it is, you know, the younger league.
Sure.
We need to do that with politics, too, and serving in elected office.
So in that capacity, perhaps we need to be looking at what we're doing with our middle school, high school curricula, and say, you know, what are we doing to encourage such public-minded thought? Maybe the social studies or civics classes
absolutely
come to mind. When you look now, here you are post facto. You've done this 8 years, pretty significant run.
Thank you.
What are you up to these days? What's up ahead for you?
Well, you know, I'm transitioning. I'm trying to find the next place for me. I have to, you know, my brain needs to work. That is what
nine
I crave.
9-2.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not very good at that. Yeah. So far, not happening. But
I think
let me
think
know how that goes for you.
No, I think what you do on the radio allows you, and with this show, allows you to talk to a lot of people.
Kind of
it's
you
that
to say.
Curiosity. And so I'm looking for some of those opportunities, and maybe there's something in the offing on that
You realize that I really don't know anything, so I just sit here and ask questions.
But that's part of it. You know, that is part of the curiosity. I mean, I think intellectual stimulation comes from curiosity.
I'm stimulated.
And no doubt. And to care about what people say. And I think being on committee, I mean, my daughter asked me the other day, she said, what was your favorite thing about serving in office? And it was being on committee with a number of folks who were asking questions and really trying to find answers. Sometimes committee doesn't work that way. Yeah, you know, the answer is already preformed.
Right.
But most of the time, we are looking for answers and people are testifying. And so it is that curiosity.
It's exploratory.
I want to know so that I can come up with the better solutions. And that's what I would like to seek as my next step, something that would give me that. And it doesn't have to be serving in office. So
we've talked about this topic, and it is one that I wanted to bring back to our what has turned out to be an ongoing conversation between the two
that.
Of us.
It's been fun.
Well, because I think you offer us then this perspective on what it means to not only have served in public office, but as an individual, somebody who continually says to herself, what else can I do that would be contributive? What can I do with what I've been given? And I know that's true about you, you know, that that it's just, I mean, you've taught.
Because I revealed to you my personal
I think to me and, I don't know, 16,000 other people who happen to be listening right now and beyond, you know, all the people that you've worked with and served, I think you've been pretty transparent as a, you know, college professor, you've taught, you've practiced law, you've worked for various state bureaus. So I don't expect to see a whole lot of grass growing under your feet. What I do think is this topic we've discussed about resiliency seems to be near and dear to your heart. And it keeps coming up in my mind when, in fact, this week we had reported reported to us the findings of the whole Hurricane Hermine dust up between state and county officials and city officials.
Right.
And some of that came back to the state seemed pretty damning. I mean, it was like, hey, you guys didn't want to help us. We needed help. And then you got upset with us because we weren't asking for help. We'd already asked. And so, without getting down into the muck of that.
No, I don't want to. Right.
But it does raise this question, how are communities best prepared, we'll say communities in a very general way, to deal with crises? So, or how is it that as...
They can be resilient.
What is resiliency?
Right.
And how do we develop that, I guess?
Right, because every community is going to have adversity. Every human being is going to have adversity in their lives. The question for me becomes, how do you best face that and move on, you know, with great grace and power and get back to a healthy state. And so what I would say is that the fact that there is a lack of communication, I think would be the best way to put it, between the city and the state and the county and the state government, that may indeed be one of political philosophy that's at the very base of that. I think that's a weakness. That is a vulnerability that we have that needs to be fixed for us to be most resilient in this community.
What I am reminded of in that comment is the discoveries post 9/11, when at a federal level, right, you had these bureaus, whether it was CIA, FBI, such, not talking to each other, living in different worlds entirely.
Yes.
In fact, having in position policies that prohibited them from communicating with one another or trusting one another with information. So With resiliency, I find it fascinating that it can be applied as a concept right down to the individual level. You were telling me about this book that you've read. This fellow was a Navy SEAL.
He's now governor, yeah. Governor of, I think it's Missouri, Governor Greitens. It's Greitens, and he's a Navy SEAL, or was a Navy SEAL, or maybe once you're a Navy SEAL, you're always a Navy SEAL, just like Marine. But he wrote a book called Resiliency, and it was his letters back and forth to another Navy SEAL who he'd served with, that was having a very hard time with PTSD and so on. And they together, with their exchange of letters, brought each other up, but certainly the one that was suffering was brought up and made resilient and made strong again.
Right.
And so this book is a weaving together of those letters. And I, you know, I even prior to that book, that I was attracted to that book because I've been thinking about resiliency for a very long time.
As a concept.
But and maybe it started to come from my work with anti-bullying efforts. There are ways to make children, to help them, to train them to be resilient to bullying. That is not to say that the bully is not to be trained not to be a bully, or you know, and that there isn't that responsibility on the bully. But there is some work that you can do with children and with others to have them be resilient to bullying. And I think that's where I kind of caught the idea and then moved on with it throughout.
Right, right. We're talking about resiliency as a topic here with our good friend Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio.
What a name. What a wonderful
We love
name.
That, don't we?
Yeah,
yes.
I do.
MooseMagnificat.com. Resiliency as a topic. Discussion gets involved in all kinds of aspects of life, went right down into the questions of bullying and how do we stop people from bullying, but as equally important, how do we help kids or any of us develop a kind of, we'll call it thick skin maybe, or resiliency, survivability, or, and I'm thinking of those college students now who are being provided safe space or being offered therapy because they're so upset about the outcome of the presidential election.
Right.
So are those folks who, and this is my comment here, are those people who are genuinely that disturbed by such an outcome victim of their own lack of resiliency?
I think they're putting blinders on to all the ways that we have in this society, this wonderful American society that we have, to be strong and to work, even if they're
work through it.
Even if they're concerned about, and obviously some of the people are distraught about the outcome of the election. There are ways to work against that fear. Mm-hmm. We have a very strong civic society. There are all kinds of
resources.
Not resources to help you be therapy. You know, go through therapy, but resources to use that anger or that upset or that worry to discharge it in a healthy
right.
way.
Right.
So to go and join a Democratic Party, if that's what you want to do, to
right.
give money to Planned Parenthood, if that's what you want to do whatever you think would help if what you're concerned about,
yeah.
go do it.
Right.
Don't. My mother would just say, don't sit and be paralyzed in your own fear.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Which goes back to this point you were making in the authoring of this book, Resiliency. This governor now, he's the governor of Missouri.
I think that's right.
The man's name again?
Greitens,
who says to his comrade in arms,
mm-hmm.
who himself suffered with PTSD, right?
Mm-hmm. Dig deep. Go back to your SEAL training. Go back to all those things that we learned as SEALs,
right.
to not and translate those skills, those approaches, those attitudes to civilian life, to whatever you're going through now.
Right.
Let's work through this as teammates, as comrades in arms. I'm here for you, just like I was here for you in the battlefield.
Right.
Is basically what he said. And then, you know, move through as we would move through a battle or a whatever it is, a mission. This is how we're going to move through this PTSD episode or period of your life, or a family. If there's been a fire,
yeah.
maybe you blame someone
right.
for that instead
right.
of saying, okay, now we have no home. What are we going to do as a unit, a family unit, to figure this out? Or if you've
Remarkable.
Got the state and the county and the city, instead of spending time on
and money
on proving who's right or blaming,
who's wrong. Yeah.
Here we need to have a conversation about when an adverse situation happens. How do we then look at the situation and say, okay, we are now one, and you and I have talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
We are one community. We need to lay aside whatever philosophical differences we may have and come to build this community up again.
For a common good.
For a common
yeah.
good.
In the outcome of presidential politics, the presidential election, and all that has transpired in the last number of weeks in relation to everything from violent protests to actions being filed, recounts being called for, is that all part of, you think, resiliency as a process, or we're just kind of trying to work through it? And I'm taking the position of people who object to
right.
the outcome.
Some of it, you know, I, when
is it
I
good
say,
for us,
all right,
I guess.
You know, I'm going to go back to a sort of a therapy thought or whatever. Mm. Trust the process, but the trust the process is trust our system of government.
Mm.
We have a gorgeous, marvelous United States Constitution and a wonderful society of civic organizations that actually are the envy of many in the world.
Mm.
And so instead of, I guess it's more the attitude and the, and instead of being feeling so victimized and push forward through that is what I would suggest, and realize that, look, in 2 years, less than 2 years, there's going to be an opportunity for the people who disagreed with this election and the outcome for Congress, the Senate, you know, and the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidential election, all going to one party. Now you've got, in about a year,
yeah.
and get ready for it,
yeah.
a chance to do something, because every 2 years,
it's
the House of Representatives,
potentially.
Yeah, you
has
have a
potential.
Chance.
Yeah.
And so gear yourself up. And move forward, whether that's saving your crumpets, your money, as my mother would say,
uh-huh.
your money to give to a candidate, whether it is to think about running yourself, whether it's to think about supporting a candidate,
yeah.
whatever it is, there are things that can be done that I think are positive. Not necessarily there are things that I would do at this moment in time,
right.
but there's things
but could
that,
be done.
That could
yeah.
be done that yeah. I would suggest to somebody that's good for the process. Because here's the thing, we all live in these United States. We all have to, I think we need to understand that this is our home. And when people say that's not my president, I beg to differ.
Mm.
Unless you've got a citizenship from some other country,
sure,
he is your president. I mean, he will be your president.
And well, then, of course, in our lifetime, that's not the first time we've had people say things.
Yeah.
It was said of President Obama. Well, he's not my president.
And
well,
some people said it of George W. Bush.
And beyond.
Yeah.
So that kind of naysaying doesn't surprise me, I suppose.
No.
At the same time,
I'm not sure it's healthy.
And I wonder if it's unusual this time because there is such a radical pushback. I mean, this is not just going from a different flavor of the same thing. This is a whole different way of approaching national politics, foreign policy, domestic policy. I mean, we've gone from chocolate to vanilla or whatever. We've gone from one flavor to the other.
It is a matter of degree that the degree may be tipping us in a direction
very different.
That's very unhealthy, I think.
And so, we certainly hope for continued conversations about this topic of resiliency. And we invite all of you folks who want to contribute to the conversation, you can do so at our Facebook page. It's a great place to post your ideas. We are always open to that. Or if you have a comment or a topic you'd like to share with us, go to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. We are going to let this lovely contributor to our understanding, Michelle Raywinkle Vasilinda, get on with her day. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Once again.
And I have hope for the country. I think that we are resilient.
Thank you so much for that affirmation.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas,
Merry
by the way.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And
all right.
Year.
Well, folks, that's what we have for you at the moment. We are the production of Alcom Marketing, Entertainment, and Media. We are coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat here in Tallahassee. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. Our associate producer, Andrew Rybeck. I'll be looking for you again next Saturday. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.